The 54th Cannes International Film Festival begins tonight with a gala black tie screening of Moulin Rouge, a new musical starring Nicole Kidman. Critic Kenneth Turan has been covering Cannes for the Los Angeles Times for more than a decade, sometimes against his better judgment. Here's his first report from the world's preeminent movie festival.
The Cannes International Film Festival is one of the oldest in the world, but that doesn't mean it stayed in orderly. Not even close. Grueling, crowded, complicated, unforgiving, it's also a place where Clint Eastwood watched and said he enjoyed an Iranian film about baking bread. And it gives out awards, including the Palme d'Or for Best Picture, that are the movie world's most coveted next to the Oscars. Perhaps Cannes is best understood as a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, where everyone shows up because everyone else will be there too. Actors, filmmakers, executives, hustlers, even journalists. A lot of journalists. Cannes has become the world's largest annual media event, where close to 4,000 accredited reporters and critics from more than 80 countries converge, hoping to be in the right theater at the right time. There was an undeniable excitement sitting in the midst of an electrified audience watching the world premiere of an unheralded Chinese language film called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And that wasn't even in competition. Cannes is actually several festivals at once. There's the official competition, where the high-profile films compete for the coveted palms. There's a director's fortnight, founded in 1969 to show edgier, more provocative fare, like Spike Lee's Summer of Sam and Todd Solondz's Happiness. And there's the film market, where the world's film buyers come to consider worthy independents and less weighty films like Biker Mice from Mars, Teenage Bonnie and Klepto Clyde, or one of my personal favorites, The Attack of the Giant Moussaka. This year's competition, like last year's, is strong on Asian films, with Japan taking 3 slots. Hollywood films, too, will have a major presence. Baz Luhrmann's period musical, Moulin Rouge, is the most eagerly awaited.
I believe you are expecting me.
Yes. Silly. I think you would fall in love with someone like me.
I can't fall in love with anyone and make men believe what they want to believe.
Other American entrants include David Lynch's Mulholland Drive and the Coen brothers' tale of a troubled barber, The Man Who Wasn't There, starring Billy Bob Thornton. Shrek, featuring the voices of Eddie Murphy and Mike Myers, will be the first animated film in competition in 48 years.
Woo, look at that. Who'd want to live in a place like that?
That would be my home.
Oh, and it is lovely, just beautiful. You know, you are quite a decorator. It's amazing what you've done with such a modest budget. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder.
This will also be a good festival for the Coppola family. Francis Ford Coppola will unveil a recut version of Apocalypse Now that's almost an hour longer than the original.
Horror. Horror.
His son Roman will be debuting a new film called CQ. And festival favorites including Jean-Luc Godard, Taiwan's Hu Xiaoshen, and Italy's Nanni Moretti will also contribute. The critics and journalists, of course, will lose sleep trying to see it all, hoping to be the first to discover the next Crouching Tiger. Or failing that, a worthy successor to Biker Mice from Mars.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.